among us all that he does, all of his mercy and all of his love. If the pen of a writer could write every day, even the words could never contain how I have been blessed. Warmth in the winter, flowers in spring, laughter in summer, and the changing of leaves. Food on my table, this good place to sleep. Clothes on my back and shoes on my feet. I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them, there's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. We live in a country, the greatest on earth, where the flag stands for freedom and what it is worth. She stands in a harbor, Miss Liberty calls. All have given some, but some men gave all for me to be blessed. He's my shoulder to lean on when I am down, the rock where he leads me when I'm overwhelmed, the place where he hides me under his wings. He's not just a song, he's the reason I sing. I have been precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them, there's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. God has been good, so good.
Thank you for that, Nick. Of course, Thanksgiving is on Thursday, same as it is every year. And usually before Thanksgiving, I like us to maybe take a few minutes to think about what it means to be thankful. I know we have the handouts there. I think the scripture is there. Why don't we stand while we read Psalms 100 just for a second, and then you're going to be sitting, okay? You only have to stand for the scripture. I have to stand the whole time, all right? So, you know, after you pray, you get to sit down. I got to stand up, so pray for me. Psalm chapter 100. We'll just read verses, of course, the verse 1 through 5. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Aren't you glad he said joyful noise? That's most of us, okay? Most of us can't sing like Nick. Most of us, when we sing, it's a noise, but God likes our noise, as long as it's joyful. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with sing. How many of you like to sing? Not that you're good at it. How many of you like, you're car singers? If no one else is in the car, right? You ever see somebody, they're listening to the wrong kind of music, and they're in their car, and they're like doing the whole thing, and they're doing all that stuff. It's like, just hide it. But you can sing in your car as long as you're singing the right stuff. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with, and into his courts with, be unto him and bless his name. Why? For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Let's pray. Father, I pray you bless us in the few minutes we have tonight. Lord, help us to remain thankful for everything you do in our lives, for everything you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Of course, as we have mentioned before on many occasions, just like most holidays have a Christian background, really the Christian origin. And what has happened as time has went on, they have become more secular in nature. Now, we use the word too. You know, I think it says it probably in our bulletin, our thing, you know, holiday schedule. Okay, not that we're taking Christ out of Christmas, but it's holiday as in Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's all blending up New Year's. It's blending them together. We're not taking Christ out of Christmas, okay? We're never going to do that. But these are really Christian, just like our country. Our country has never been perfect, but it was founded really as a Christian country. That you can't hide that. Our nation has tried to hide it. I don't know the number. I was listening to somebody one time. They were talking a little about the history of America, and they said that, I forget the number, of the original, we would call the signers of the Declaration of Independence and our founding fathers, 70% of them, I think was the number, 70% of them, somewhere in that area, had divinity degrees. In other words, they graduated from college studying the Bible, Christianity. Now, that's pretty good because we're told nowadays that they were all atheists. Could you imagine 70% of atheists getting a divinity degree? That's pretty good for an atheist. Maybe they're lying to us. We're trying to cover how we started, and we don't need to. And we don't need to cover our holidays. And I understand Thanksgiving is thanking God for his miraculous provisions. We understand the founding fathers, the pilgrims and all them, and they came over and the hardships they faced, and they had a feast thanking God for God's goodness. Even though really, if you look at the course of the time that they got here, they suffered and they had a lot of hardship. But you know what? They through it all, they could turn and see God's hand of goodness in their life. Now, for most people, Thanksgiving is nothing more than turkey, and I'm in, okay? Went with my wife. We were there at Costco. She needed to get a turkey. I'm like, I'll get it, and I just thought, you know, if we're going to get it, let's get the biggest one here. So I'm looking through here, you know, this many pounds. I'm getting the biggest one. Why? I like leftovers. Okay, give me the leftovers. You make sandwiches out of them. You can make all kinds of stuff out of them. I'm for it. Not against turkey, okay? If you don't have turkey for Thanksgiving, there's something in the Bible you're missing. I'm not sure where it is. I'll find it somewhere. Turkey. Football, okay? Detroit plays every year. Now, there's no one in here that's I was going to say dumb enough, but to be, is there anybody that's a Detroit Lions fan? Okay. Are you really? Anybody? John, are you? Okay, we're going to have an invitation at the end of the service, and you come down, and we'll pray for you. How many of you are Cowboy fans? See, Tony? Yes, I see that hand. God bless you. We'll pray for you. Exodus? See that hand? We'll pray for you, my sister. So you know that every Thanksgiving there's going to be sorrow mixed in because you know your team's going to lose, right? Football and feasting. And by the way, getting together with family. Don't go there, which is usually a good thing. It's the one time a year you could probably get together with your family, and it is a good thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. But let's not forget to be thankful. Thankfulness is not something just that's found on the fourth Thursday of every November. It should be something that's a part of our lives. Maybe this last year, you've had some challenges. You know, some people, maybe you had financial challenge. Maybe you've had financial blessing. I don't know. Maybe you've had some spiritual challenges. Maybe you've had some physical challenges. Maybe you've just had some things in your life that maybe it's been a little tougher year, but you know what? You can still be thankful. Whenever we have problems or it's been challenging times to us, we got to be careful that we don't allow ourselves to start focusing only on our problems, only on the challenges, and forget the blessings that God has still given to us. Things could always be worse. It really can. And so we don't want to be like that. Remember, we've mentioned this many times over the years, the reason that we are not thankful is because of what? Anybody remember? We don't think. There's always something to be thankful for. I like the verses in Lamentations It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Thank God for that. They are new every morning. Why? Because we mess up every day. Okay, we need them. Great is thy faithfulness. You know what's amazing about these verses? Who wrote them and when they were written? They were written by Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, in a book called Lamentations. Lamentations is Jeremiah lamenting what happened to his people because they were disobedient to God. And he's walking through the city and he's walking through the country. He's looking at all the devastation and all the bad things that happened because of their disobedience to God. And they were messed up. But he could still look to God and realize that it could have been worse. God is still good. The problem isn't God. The problem was them. And that God is faithful. They can always turn to him. That's important for us to remember. Let me answer a few questions about Thanksgiving and being thankful tonight so we can help, that we can get a little bit of help. First of all, the first question, I think it's in your bulletin there. Why is being thankful so important? Why is it? Okay? Because one of the reasons is, I'm going to give you the definition in a minute. Thanksgiving, we need to understand, is the opposite of discontent. Discontent is not thinking I have what I need to be happy right now. Discontent is wanting more than I currently have. Discontent is thinking that what I really need is always two or three steps ahead of me. A person like that's not thankful because they think that they always need something more. By the way, realize you have everything you have you need now to have joy. God's provided that. He's told us in the New Testament that we're supposed to be joyful, rejoice in the Lord always. If God commands us to do something, the very fact that he commands us to do it means that we are able to do it. We can be thankful. But if we're discontent, we're not. It's easy for us to become disgruntled with various factors in our lives. I like this little thing. I've read it before here. Let's be like the man who was thankful for the clothes that fit, not to preach here to you, a little too snug. That means tight. Because it means I have enough to eat. For all of the complaining I hear about the government, I'm probably in that group, because it means that I have freedom of speech. For now. For the alarm that goes off in the early morning hours because it means that I am alive. For the teenager who is not doing dishes at home or taking out the trash because that means he is at home and not on the streets. For the taxes that I pay because it means that I'm employed. For the lawn that needs mowing, windows that need cleaning, and gutters that need fixing because it means I have a home. For weariness or tiredness at the end of the day, because it means I've been capable of working. And then here you go. This one's for Friday. For the parking spot I find at the far end of the parking lot, because it means I am capable of walking and that I have been blessed with transportation. It's all in how we look at things. We can focus on what we don't have, or we can focus on what God has given us. That's our options. What is thankfulness or gratefulness here? Gratefulness is a foundation of a believer's walk with God and of God's daily will for our lives. You know, we talk about the will of God. It's, what does God want me to do? That's God's will. We think of it in terms of, where does he want me to be? What kind of job does he have me to do? And I understand all that, that God has a will there. But anything that's in the Bible is God's will. What does God say? Look at 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I know what God's will is for me each and every day. You know what it is? Be thankful. Be thankful. Think about what God has done. Don't fall in. And by the way, it's so easy to get discontent. Everybody loves their car until they see someone driving by with the same car but a newer model. Everybody loves the house they have until they go to somebody else's house that's better, right? You know, we're all happy with what we have until we see something that's better, and then we want that, and we quit focusing on what we already have. So why is being thankful so important? It's really God's will for our lives. Number two, what is thankfulness anyhow? What is it? Let me give you three definitions. Thankfulness is expressing heartfelt appreciation to God and to others for the ways in which they have blessed my life. Okay? It's expressing it. You know, we live in America. America, self-made people. Pick ourselves up by our bootstraps. And by the way, if you get down, go ahead and get up. Work hard. Fight out of it. But realize any goodness in you, anything, it's a result of God working in you or others who have invested in you. So, well, I'm a self-made man. That ain't saying much, okay? People have invested. Great thankfulness, next, is specifically making known to God and others in what ways they have blessed my life. You see, we're general in a lot of things, aren't we? You know, New Year's resolutions are just around the corner. I want to be in better health this year. I want to be a better Christian this year. I want to be more faithful to God this year. That is too general, right? Okay, if you want to be in better health, then how are you going to do it? Lose some weight, eat better, exercise more, whatever it is. You got to be specific. I want to be a better Christian this year. What does that mean? I want to be more faithful to God this year. What does that mean? Be specific, right? I'm going to read my Bible this year. I'm going to come to more church services this year. I'm going to come to soul winning this year. I'm going to do this. I'm going to tithe. Whatever it is, you think of that specific thing. There are specific steps. Same thing is true with thankfulness. It's being specific. God, I want to thank you that you've done this in my life. And name it. I want to thank you, Lord, for allowing this to happen in my life. We don't think about it. I want to thank you for this. And then you think the same thing is true of being thankful to others. I want to thank you for you did this, that was a blessing to me. You did this, that was a help to me. By the way, you don't know what just, if someone does something kind for you and you thanking them for that, or somebody did something that was an encouragement to you or a blessing to you, you coming up to them and letting them know specifically, you don't know what an encouragement that is to individuals. Okay? That's thankfulness. Look at the next little definition. True gratefulness springs from an awareness of our total unworthiness and inadequacy before a holy and just God. Inadequate. I can't get it. I'm not there. Unworthy. By the way, all of us compared to God are like that. We like to compare ourselves to each other. Oh, I'm not Charles Manson. You know, I didn't do this. That's why we need the wireless microphones. I almost tripped. Christmas gift for Jesus just around the corner. But, you know, I'm not this bad. I'm not as bad as Brother Montgomery. Well, duh, nobody is. Okay? That's like saying that Larry was the smartest of the Three Stooges. It may be true, but so what? They're not very bright. No, it's not. Listen, in God's eyes, we are unworthy of anything. Like we, you know, like in the Psalms, what is man that thou art mindful of him? That God would even think about us is amazing. That God would even have taken his time with us is amazing. I mean, why didn't he, you know, almost like with Moses, you know, like, let's just wipe everybody out and start over. He did that once, by the way. Should have just wiped out the whole planet, right? By the way, things are worse now than probably then. But gratefulness. We are unworthy before. God, give me what I deserve. Don't ask that. Absolutely. Don't do that. I don't want God to give me what I don't deserve. I want God to give me what I don't deserve. Yeah. And so that's true gratefulness. Thankfulness has nothing to do with ourselves, as we've really seen there. It has to do with everyone and God, who have really made us who we are, have worked in our lives and invested. Number three, how can we recognize thankfulness in testing? That's where the rubber hits the road. It is easy to thank God when everything is taken care of, everything's great, things are going well and all of that. That's easy to thank God. But what about when maybe things aren't going so well and maybe God is trying to use that to test you? It's not as easy to be thankful, is it? And it's difficult, I'll be honest. I understand that. If we are going to be grateful for trials and tribulations, that requires, really, it requires faith to understand that God does know what's best. He has control. He hasn't fallen off his throne. And obedience. We continue doing what we're supposed to do. I heard a story. Many of you know of Corrie Ten Boom. She was locked she was helping the Jews escape. She was locked into German concentration camp along with her sister. And one time, her sister eventually, by the way, died, I believe, in the concentration camp. She survived. But one time they were transferred from the concentration camp they were to another. And this other one was very overcrowded, and where they were staying was infested with fleas. Well, they would sneak. They had a Bible. They would sneak, and they had a devotion when they first got there. They read in Thessalonians where it says they're supposed to give thanks for everything. And her sister told her, we need to give God thanks even in this situation we're at with these fleas. And her sister basically told her, I just got to be honest with you, I'm not feeling it. I don't know how we can possibly, because it was horrible. And eventually they got together and said, we need to thank God for it. And they thought they thanked God for it. After several months, they were amazed that the guards did not bother them, and it allowed them to freely have Bible studies without any interference from the guards for months and months and months. Well, they come to realize that the whole reason that the guards would not interfere with them is because they didn't want to have anything to do with the fleas. They didn't want to get in there. So the very thing that they thanked God for was the thing that actually gave them the ability to have a Bible study in that place in the first place. We need to understand that in testing, good things can happen. And can we thank God? Look at letter A. How can we do that? Because we realize all things come from God's hand. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no veritableness, neither shadow of turning. Even in times of really what would be, you know, we would call trials, but maybe it's satanic attack that's leading it, we can still have it. Look at Job. Look what Job said. After all that happened to him, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Now listen, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I don't know about you. I would never be presumptuous enough to get up here and say that I could say, if I was in Job's place, the exact same thing. That'd be hard. But Job did, even in trials, because he realized God is in control of everything. Look at letter B. Because all things are for our good. All things are for our good. Romans chapter 8 and verse 18 says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. They're temporary. The glory that's going to be manifested in us and through us and in us eventually, listen, it's not to be compared with these trials we're going through. Verse 28, and we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Nothing is wasted for a Christian. No experience. Now, again, if we bring bad experiences into our life because of our sinfulness or our disobedience, that's a different thing. But if we're doing our best to serve God and walking with him, nothing is wasted. God says that it will all lead to good. Letter C, how else can we recognize thankfulness in testing? Because all things can produce, this goes with it, godly character. All things can produce godly character. We looked at verse 28, look at verse 29 of Romans. For whom he did, he's talking in the context of all things working together for good. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. God wants for us to become formed into the image of Jesus Christ. And sometimes he uses trials and testings to have that to help us. There's a character that's forged in individuals that have to go through tough times that sometimes isn't there in people that have it too easy. See, we have a soft society. We want everything to be soft, and we never want to have a problem, and everything is easy, and children are spoiled. And what happens is we're not learning any lessons. And God says, if you have tough times, I can use that time. I can use that time to build some character and some things into you that are going to help you and mold you and make you into what he wants you to be. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, we've read this many times. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. That means trials. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. It means mature and complete, and you don't lack anything you need. God is saying if we will look during difficult times at what it's going to accomplish in our life, and we realize that's what it's going to do ahead of time, that will help us to get through it. God doesn't allow anything into our life that will destroy us, but that it will make us better if we will let it. In December of 1914, Thomas Edison, the great inventor, he had these laboratories where they would just crank out invention after invention after invention. He made inventions really a business, and he just went after it. Well, there was a fire at one of his labs and really burnt them all down at this time. His son saw the buildings burning and went to his dad, and his dad's like, not in a sad way, said, go get mom. I want her to see this because she's never going to see like anything like this again. They went, they got the mom, they saw the fire, the place is burned down. The next morning, he said this to his son as everything was burned. He said, Charles, there's a great value in disaster. All our mistakes are burned up. Thank God we can start new. You know, he realized that, hey, I lost everything, but you know what? All those mistakes are, it's done. We'll start fresh. Sometimes we kind of need our Christian life, don't we? When we are in a fire, struggling, all these things in our life that aren't really important, they kind of get noticed. We kind of get our priorities straight, and we can kind of get to where we need to be. Letter D, because all things, including trials, can bring us closer to God. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. You know, in times of trouble, it just has a way of driving us towards God. Now, there is nothing, I'll say on many times, try to stay so close to God that you don't come to him just in times when it's like a 911 call. But I will say this, there's nothing wrong with coming to God because there's a situation, because you're having a hard time. And even if you are close to God, you know what will happen when you have a tough time? You'll get closer because it drives you to God. If you sense that anything in your life that's going on is ceasing to drive you from God and really is starting to drive you away from God, do you know who's the motivating factor behind that? It's not God. It must be Satan. Satan will try to use it to drive a wedge. You're like, come on, where's that good God now? Where's this? Where's that? No. God says, hey, let's get closer through this. Psalm chapter 50, verse 15, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. See, when you're having a hard time, you're having troubles, it's almost like God can work a little bit more. His hand can be seen in a bigger way than maybe you saw it before, and in essence, that strengthens your faith. Number four, what specifically can we show thankfulness for? There's just a few things. Let me give them to you. We'll be done here. We'll take a couple minutes to share some blessings. We'll take about 5 minutes at the end to, if you have a quick blessing, but let me go through this. What can we show thankfulness for? Letter A, for our faith. Romans chapter 5, verse 1-8. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ, through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope in the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet, peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. One of my favorite verses. But God commendeth, or proved, his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Okay, if you're saved today, you got enough to be thankful for. You don't understand that now. You could be saved and everything around you could be horrible and everything else could be miserable. But one day when you die, you'll have all eternity to get it right. Why don't we just get it right now? Salvation is a wonderful thing. We don't think about it. Think about those around the world who are in spiritual darkness. Think about those who, if they were to get up tomorrow and say, I want to find God, couldn't find a Christian church anywhere near them that would teach them the gospel. We're blessed. We have the gospel. We have trusted Christ. Think about those who willingly serve in some type of cult or some blind faith that they follow. They're hanging the eternal hat on something that's empty. Thank God we know Jesus Christ. How would you like to be an atheist? Oh, there's no God. Okay. If there is no God, there's no purpose. We're an accident. We are random chance, and why in the world should we save the planet, the animals, or anybody else? Right? There's no purpose. There's no hope. This life is all there is. There's no meaning. But you know what? We know Jesus Christ. We know that there is. Be thankful for your faith. Be thankful, let her be, for your family. Your family. Paul here talking about Timothy's family there. You read the verses, particularly verse number 5. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in the day in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is also in thee. Timothy had a pretty good godly heritage there. He had a family you ought to be thankful for. Thank God for your family. By the way, if you're married and both spouses come to church, you ought to jump up and down for joy. Well, my husband's not perfect. You know what? Neither is Alma's. He's handsome, but he's not perfect. Okay? Well, my wife's not perfect, and I'm not saying a thing. Will you imagine? There are some people that would love to have a husband that would come to church. They would love to have a wife that came to church. Yeah, I know we're not perfect. We need to work on it. And that's what couples retreat was about. And that's what being a Christian. And you can get help. But I'm just telling you, be thankful. I think it was Brother Suter when he was teaching over at Monterey Park once said he went to bed one time. And he was, you know, a little bit irritated with his wife. And as he was laying in bed, she was laying there. I think she may have been asleep. And he's just thinking, man, I was really irritated with her today. And he said, it's almost like God said, that's fine. If you'd like, I can have her stop breathing right now. He's like, that's okay, God. It's not that bad. Could always be worse, right? The little things we irritate us, we ought to be thankful. Be thankful for your children. Okay, be thankful for family. Yep. Oh, they're not perfect. Duh. Show me a perfect family. You know, but we can be godly and go forward, right? Be thankful. Family and church, thankful you're together. Letter C. By the way, never compare your family with others. You don't know the whole story. Letter C. For our friends. For our friends, you read the verses there. I want to finish so we can take a few testimonies. But you hear talking about the early church in Acts, how they were saved and God brought them together into the church and they fellowship and they broke bread together. Look, they were the friends there. We had the friends in their church family. Be thankful for good, godly friends. You have a friend that's encouraged you sometime, maybe when you're down. You come to church, maybe a little down, you see that person. Hey, man, good to see you. How's everything going? It's encouragement there. If you have a good, godly friend, be thankful. There are many people that would die for that. You know that phrase, to die for? So we went to this restaurant. It was good. It was to die for. I wouldn't die for it. I'd rather live for it. Amen? I can't eat it if I'm dead. All right, letter D. I just thought I'd throw that out. I had nothing to do with anything. For our finances. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. No, we may not have what other people have. We may not always have what really our flesh wants. But if we're serving God, we're doing the right thing, God will make sure we have what we need. Then the last one, I don't know if you have it on yours, for our future. Read the verses there. Hey, the future is good. If serving God is good on this earth, can I just tell you something? If you get 75, 80 years, let's say you got 100. Compared to eternity, that's nothing. Eternity is going to be good. If all that we have, which was on this earth, all the nonsense going around, it'd be crazy. It'd be crazy.